Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Chapter 19, Japa Book, read from Sri Vrindavan Dham. Questions and answers. Question. I notice with this one mantra approach that it takes me longer to chant. I'm afraid that it will now take me forever to chant my rounds. Answer. I could answer this question in several ways. Is there a problem with chanting, quote, forever? Or I could suggest that you chant one mantra attentively and the rest inattentively. That is a definite choice you could make. But I think you'll find that once your mind quiets, your chanting will naturally speed up. At the same time, you have to find a balance. Finding the balance between the physical, mental, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual is in itself difficult. But fortunate are those who can successfully harmonize the elements of their life with their deepest spiritual aspirations. It can take longer to chant, but if it does, it means that all these years we've been probably chanting without listening. That is why we continue to get the same result from our chanting. There's such a difference between chanting with attention and chanting without it. The effect on the consciousness is like night and day. I think everyone has that experience. So I cannot say that you shouldn't offer services other than chanting, and neither can I say that you should chant inattentively, so you will have to find a balance. Theoretically, it takes the same amount of time to chant an inattentive round as it does to chant an attentive round. Although practically, attentive rounds may take a little longer at first. But once the mind has become addicted to the taste of the holy name, chanting will be faster and easier. Next question. How do we deal with the mind's constant chatter? Answer. No matter what happens, bring the mind back to the same simple focus. And don't worry about the mind. If you do worry about it, it will alternately criticize and praise you. By the end, you'll be confused and the mind will have gone on to something else. Don't worry about anything other than hearing. Choose the speed of your chanting so that the mind has less room to escape and is forced to stay focused on its simple task of listening to the next word, the next mantra. Question. I become disturbed when I chant among other devotees. I find I cannot concentrate. Answer. It may be better for you to sit a little apart while you chant. If that's not possible, then simply concentrate on the holy name and use the disturbance to drive you to deeper attention. When something disturbs us, we can't superficially force the mind to take shelter of the holy names. We may be good devotees, but when someone does something we really don't like, our fangs grow and we become angry. At such times, we have to ask ourselves where our actual shelter lies. Question. How do I maintain chanting in the mode of goodness when my other services require so much passion? Answer. When you are chanting your rounds, you should allow your consciousness to become absorbed in Krishna's holy name. Then, when you have other services to perform, you will see your work as seva. Arjuna had to fight on the battlefield. That means he had to become angry. How else could he fight? We too have to fight in the service of Srila Prabhupada's movement, but we should do it as seva, as Krishna's instruments. As soon as the false ego rises and wants credit and prestige, wondering why others don't acknowledge our hard work and all that we've accomplished, then we are not trustworthy enough for Krishna to allow us into his most private chambers. We are not actually servants. The first step in dealing with this problem is to accept our role as servants. Then everything we do will be service. How do we keep this consciousness and not allow the passion that comes naturally from dealing with the material world affect us? Chant at least 16 good rounds every day. Chanting good quality, attentive rounds is probably the best thing we can do. It will give us a chance to survive the attack of the modes of nature. Question. I find it much easier to focus in difficult situations, such as when I'm on Sankirtan, than when the atmosphere is too pleasant. How do I become a serious cantor even when I am not facing challenges? Answer. We have to first understand that the material world is designed to give us difficulty. We will not be able to avoid it. We will get old, if nothing else, and then one day we will face the difficult task of dying. Therefore, I will rephrase the question, how can I understand the seriousness of Krishna consciousness? There are two ways. Perhaps the most important way is to know what Krishna consciousness is. Krishna consciousness is about serving Sri, Sri, Radha, and Krishna. It is so sweet, but we miss out on this most wonderful thing because we are enamored by Maya, and therefore we remain complacently in the mode of goodness. If we are fortunate enough to have a naturally peaceful mind, we should use it to reach Krishna. Please use it to attain that most wonderful person. In order to get a real taste for Krishna consciousness, carefully study Srila Prabhupada's books. We should also associate with serious devotees, and perhaps they will share with us some of the jewels of the sweetness of the relationship between Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Your question is sincere and open-hearted. On the one hand, you will be pushed by the material energy. You should know that. I never thought I would get old. When I was 20, I used to say, never trust anyone over 30. What can I say now? Perhaps never trust anyone under 50. The material energy is relentless, but continuing with your Sankirtan service, certainly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give you so much mercy. Question. If the Lord's pastimes come to mind while I'm chanting, should I allow such thoughts to enter or shut them out, and instead only focus on the sound of the name? Answer, no. We should not shut out such thoughts, but neither should we try to bring them in artificially. Let such thoughts coat your chanting with extra sweetness. When they come naturally, they won't stop you from hearing the holy names. Quote, excuse me. Question. If it is late and I still have rounds left and I'm tired, should I chant the rounds or save them for the next day when I can chant with more attention? Answer. If you are asking me about the best thing to do, I have to say that it is best to chant attentively on that day. We should try to hear the holy name. It is the same simple instruction. Try to listen. When devotees are pure and spiritually strong, then no matter how tired they are, when they touch the holy name, their consciousness awakens. But for those of us who are not so pure, it's sometimes better to take a little rest and then chant, or to bathe and refresh the body. Fresh air can also help. Okay, we'll end here. And Hare Krishna, that's midway through Japa Book, chapter 19. Hare Krishna.